morning. We're continuing Chayotam Klal Nun. We're learning Simon Chafei. Kima the Yeshermim, the Bracha Achas Main Gimel Hidarai. So we mentioned before that there's a machlokes whether the Bracha of Ala Michya or Ala Eitz or Ala Geffen, which the Torah is Machayev, but that's a Bracha Daraisa or not. The Torah mentions in Parshas Ekev, V'yachalto v'sabato v'yirachto, that a person eats to the point that he feels satisfied, and he makes a bracha. So there's a bracha deraisa at the end of the meal. What is it referring to that you ate? So two psukim prior, the Torah talks about these shibas aminim, shenishtapchu behen Eretz Yisrael. So there are seven species which the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael has these items, which means that these items obviously are choshev enough that if I want to say a praise of Eretz Yisrael, that it has these items. The Torah lists two grains, chita and sarah, and we already explained that included in those two grains are really all of the five types of grains. Chita and sarah is wheat and barley, and included in wheat is also spelt, and included in the barley is also oats and rye. And then it says five types of fruits. Your pomegranate, your dates, your fig, your olive oil, shemen, olive oil, say shemen, and the grape which produces wine. So now, that's two pesukim before the pasuk of bracha. The pasuk continues in the next pasuk and says, "Eretz asher lo b'miskinus techo b'alechem." It's not a place where a person eats his bread in poverty. It's going to be accompanied with other things as well. So, and then it says, "Achalta v'sabata v'rachta." So, is the pasuk of achalta referring back just to the pasuk of lechem mentioned in the pasuk before, or even all of the shivas aminim which are mentioned in the pasuk before that? So, three pasukim in the row, bracha is mentioned in the last pasuk, shivas aminim are mentioned in the first pasuk, bread is mentioned in the middle pasuk. So, what is the bracha referring back to? That the Torah is Machayev. Many Rishonim say that it's referring back to all everything. So now these comes out, the person makes a bracha achas ben gimel and ala michya, etc. L'chein roi l'hachrim bo b'chol ha-chumras sh'noig b'birchus ha-mazon. We should undertake the chumras that we have in benching. And how we're knowing for benching, the person should be makbar in those for the bracha achrona of ala michya or ala eitz as well. For example, l'vorach m'yushav v'loy m'uvid, person should be seated when he's saying the bracha achrona, just like a person should be seated when he's benching. A person, the Mora says that there is an union of ituf and itur, which according to one pshat is referring to the person should be clothed with some type of outer garment or something on his head besides a regular yarmulke when he benches. So he's saying that would be true for saying a bracha achrona of main shalosh also. Mishabura only is machmer in this in regards to the bracha of ala michya, that this chumra would apply to mizernus as well. And it's brought down from the stipler. The stipler was actually machmer on this. He would put on his jacket, and I've seen by some chassidim that they're machmer on this. They would not say a bracha without wearing a jacket, but they're actually machmer by any bracha. But specifically, these type of brachas, these concepts, really we should be machmer, preferably should be machmer for that, give it the level of chashiva similar to benching. The Chayyam said before, by benching, a person should say it, be'ema ubiyira besimcha, a person should say it happily, saying thank you, at the same time, in awe of the presence of the Kadosh Baruch Hu that he's speaking to. And that's something which obviously would apply theoretically to any bracha that you say, but how much more so to the bracha karnav ala michya. Okay, the last point over here in Simcha Chavav, he says, Din imechad moitzi v'chaveiroi mavur le'el klal hey simen chav gimel. So, can I be moitzi somebody else in a bracha achrona? Not benching, but other brachos achronos, can I be mentioned to somebody else? So that really deserves a little bit of a clarification. We mentioned this this idea about somebody else being mentioned for ala michya, etc. We'll talk about it a little bit more in the next year, and then we'll go on to the next siman. Meanwhile, have a good day.